Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for understanding from these scriptures, Father God, the necessity to see and hear from you on a daily basis and not allow the thorns of Satan, the things that make us proud and arrogant, to come forth, Lord. So thank you, Father God. You have sufficient for us every day. And so we draw close to you today so that we can see and hear, so as to be in the light and not conceited and caught up in the flesh and in the wrong things. And I thank you, Father God, that this is a benefit to mankind, our family, the people outside, Father God, because you are God that is alive and well, and you keep us developing on schedule and not falling into the works of the flesh, the lusts of the flesh, the thorns in the flesh, the things that come from Satan. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 12, verse 6 to 8. I'll brag about this man, but I won't brag about myself, except to brag about my weaknesses. If I did want to brag, I wouldn't make a fool of myself, because I tell the truth. I'm holding back from bragging so that no one will give me any more credit than what anyone sees or hears about me. I was given a thorn in my body because of the outstanding revelations I've received, so that I wouldn't be conceited. It's a messenger from Satan sent to torment me so that I wouldn't be conceited.
Oh, hallelujah. So here we see, you know, I look up the word conceited, and the word conceited is to be proud, arrogant. And so we can just perceive one of the things that we've got to overcome is our being getting proud. And how do we deal with that? Not being proud, not being arrogant. We draw from the Lord. We look to the Lord. And that, the Bible speaks here about it. I'll brag about my weaknesses. And we see the weakness. We need to see it as an opportunity for God to come through for us. And so when we do that, we are always staying humble. So the opposite of arrogant, being proud, being boastful, is being humble. And then we can see it. Being humble is then saying, Lord, you light the fire. Unless you light the fire, we will lie down in torment. So you light the fire. You give us the goodness of your favor, which we've got. But that favor is unique every day. So every day, give us your goodness, your revelation, because that's what people can see and hear, so as to stay in tune with you. Thank you, Lord, that you light our hearts. You pour light into our hearts. And that's what we stand on, and that's what we rejoice in. And that keeps us in the joy of the Lord, that keeps us in our inheritance, and that keeps us developing on schedule. So thank you, Lord. We understand, Father God, that the thorns of the flesh is the wrong things, the deceitful things, the things that come from Satan. But thank you, Lord, that when we look to you, we find the things that are relative to your purpose for our lives. And so when we are weak, when we are humbled, we actually opening the door, because we can't come to you unless we are humble. The proud, you stand and you see us from the distance. You don't draw close to us. But when we are humble, you draw close. So thank you, Father God, for daily enlightening us. And thank you for the beauty that this goodness that is coming to us, Father God, is you reveal it to us. You're the author of it. And then you're the perfecter of our faith. So thank you, Father God, for just keeping us looking to you and hearing from you, so that we can experience your goodness, and your goodness can then be revealed to our family, to our friends, and then be a light shining in the darkness, because you're shining your light from heaven into our hearts to enlighten and motivate people around us, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.